So my goal is to help take the confusion out of plant care and help you grow into a confident plant parent so you can grow joy in your life. And I want to do this in the most efficient and fun way as humanly possible for you, which is why I've launched the Growing Joy with Plants Masterclass, my first digital course all about plant care. And until Thursday, it is only 49 buckaroonies. So Growing Joy with Plants Masterclass is the only digital course training of its kind that gives you a simple three-step approach to confidently selecting the right plants for your lifestyle, understanding their needs, and caring for them over a lifetime, not just a season. Because let's be real, at this point, I have 300 hours of podcast episodes, I have millions of minutes of YouTube content, and maybe you don't have 300 hours and millions of minutes to sift through all that content to get direct answers to specific questions that you have. Or maybe you just want a vetted, science-backed, go-to resource that you can continue to return to whenever a question arises. After you finish the Growing Joy with Plants Masterclass, you'll have a fully curated list of houseplants that will thrive in your space. No more guesswork when you go plant shopping. You'll have confidence every time you water, every time you repot. You'll be able to troubleshoot all of your basic plant care issues. No more second guessing. And you will have the joy of truly understanding your plants and building a connection with them on a deeper level. It's got 7 modules, 29 step-by-step lessons, and lifetime access so you can return to the course whenever you need to. Plus, if you take advantage of this launch offer, you will get amazing bonuses like the Repot with Confidence mini course, which is everything you need to know about repotting, and amazing other downloads in the course. There's also a VIP experience option if you want group coaching with me so we can one-on-one work on your plant collection together. But the doors close soon. This discount goes away on Thursday. So if you want to get the Growing Joy with Plants Masterclass and the Repot with Confidence mini course for just $49, go to growingjoywithmaria.com/masterclass and use the coupon code podcast at checkout for $50 off. This is your exclusive podcast listener discount. Code podcast will get you $50 off. It will reduce the price to $49 at growingjoywithmaria.com/masterclass. I cannot wait to see you inside. So lately, so many people have been talking about Mel Robbins' Let Them Theory. It's this idea of shifting your mindset, letting go of control, and finding peace by reorienting your thoughts. And I've realized that I've gone through a really similar mindset shift in the last couple of years when it's come to my houseplants that I think might bring you the most joyful year of plant parenthood yet. Not by watering differently or understanding light differently, even though we have tons of episodes on this podcast to help you do that, but by thinking about plant care differently, by exploring your relationship with your houseplants differently, with very specific tactical changes and opportunities for you. Because I'm committed to you having the best year yet when it comes to your plant care and your self-care, and I'm so excited to dive into this episode.
Welcome to the Growing Joy with Plants podcast, where we not only learn how to care for plants successfully, but how to simply and affordably use our plant babies to cultivate more joy in our lives by doing so. I'm Maria, former plant killer turned happy plant lady, author of Growing Joy, The Plant Lover's Guide to Cultivating Happiness, speaker, podcaster, and most importantly, your new best plant friend. On Growing Joy with Plants, you'll find conversations about houseplant care, gardening tutorials, and wellness through the lens of plants.
You know, I've done almost 300 podcast episodes at this point, and one of the most downloaded episodes, one of the most popular episodes by far in my 8 years of podcasting has been episode 43 of the podcast called Your Brain on Plants. And it's when I interviewed a neuroscientist about what happens to us in our brains when we care for plants. Because I know I'm speaking to the choir here, but plant care can be an emotional roller coaster, right? It can have amazing, rewarding experiences. It can have tons of joy, but it can also have tons of disappointment, feelings of failure, even feelings of shame. We take it really personally. We label ourselves plant killers. I mean, I know I've personally wept, cried over plants that I've killed before, or plants that haven't been doing well before, particularly if they've been an heirloom plant, a plant that I got from someone special that I had. The stakes were so high for me to care for that plant successfully, or particularly when I was a beginner. The stakes just felt so high, and I felt really attached to being successful, particularly when I had labeled myself a plant killer for so many years. And over the last couple of years, I'm excited. I've made some really tactical shifts that might surprise you that I'm really excited to walk you through today.
It's a solo episode. I'm so excited to dive into all of the things I want to tell you about how you can make this the best year of your life when it comes to plants. But probably so many of the things we talk about today can be applied to just like your life, your normal scenarios. I truly feel like because I've been making these shifts with my plants, it's been like trickling across my whole life. But plant friends, I'm so excited because I have launched my first digital course. It's called the Growing Joy with Plants Masterclass. It is probably the coolest thing I've ever done. I've taken my 8 years of doing over 300 podcast interviews, of taking high-level plant science, soil science courses, houseplant courses, and I've distilled it into the Growing Joy with Plants Masterclass. It's under 3 hours. You get all of my 8 years of knowledge in under 3 hours. It is so jam-packed with plant care info, and it's really for beginners who want to just learn from my mistakes and also learn things quickly. I have 300 episodes now with this podcast, and you might not have 300 hours. So take this course instead. Or if you're an intermediate plant parent and maybe you want to fill in some blanks and kind of up-level your plant parenthood and up-level your plant care skills, this course is for you. I've been working on it for over 6 months. I'm so proud of it. And I want to give you $50 off because you're a podcast listener. You guys are my OGs. My podcast is my baby. It's my pride and joy. And I know for you guys to show up and listen, you know, to hours upon hours of episodes is amazing. And so I want to make sure you get a really big discount. It's going to be the cheapest it will ever be for this launch. So the launch is right now through February 20th, and you can use the code podcast for $50 off the course. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You can go to growingjoywithmaria.com/masterclass. Or you can click the link in the show notes to go purchase. It's so great. I hope it helps you grow so much joy this year. Once again, that's code podcast for $50 off. But anyway, let's get into the episode today because I have a lot I want to talk to you about. So we're going to talk about this kind of mindset lifestyle shift in three different phases. The first one is really getting into the root of your doubt, right? So many people, particularly when you're a beginner, struggle with confidence when it comes to caring for plants. Because let me tell you, plant friends, plant care isn't intuitive anymore. We're all so disconnected from nature. We're so disconnected from plants. When I was a plant killer, I was living in 500 square feet. I didn't see plants as living things. I couldn't tell you the plants on my block. I couldn't tell you the trees on my block. I was so disconnected. And so, of course, when I tried to bring plants home, I didn't have the like intuitive connection to plants to understand what they needed. I was watering plants by like spritzing the leaves. I thought I could only water my plants at night. There were so many weird things I was doing to my plants because I was disconnected to nature. And it's heartbreaking because we are nature and we're intrinsically designed to feel nervous system regulation when we're in the presence of plants or in the presence of other living things like a pet. And so many of us are living so disconnected from nature right now because we're living in urban environments. We're living in apartment buildings. We don't have views of trees. We don't have access to green space. And that's where plants can be so helpful because you can live in a 500 square foot apartment like I did, and you could have houseplants and connect with nature in a way that I couldn't because I didn't have access to land. I didn't have my own land. I didn't have my own property. I still rent. Now I have a house. I have a little bit of space I can garden outside. But I still rent. And so houseplants are really the greatest opportunity to connect with nature in the most accessible way, no matter where you live. Also, houseplants can be really affordable. We all know someone who could give us a cutting of a plant that they have, or you can go get the smallest one at the garden center and have success with it. So I just feel like houseplants are accessible, but I need to get off. I went off on a rant, but we're not connected to nature intuitively anymore. And so a lot of us struggle. We're also not used to being students. When we get into plant care, we're adults. We haven't been in school since college. We haven't taken a photosynthesis. We haven't taken a class on photosynthesis probably in 10 or 20 years, right? And as adults, we're programmed and trained that we have to know the answers. We have to know, we can't ask questions. We don't get to be students anymore. The curiosity kind of gets kicked out of us because we've got to be grownups who like know the answers to things. And once again, you don't know what you don't know. That's the whole reason why I've made this podcast, is to ask the questions that people don't know to get them the answers. And so I think a reason why so many people love getting into houseplants and gardening is because it's that opportunity to connect with your inner student again. It's that opportunity to get curious. It's that opportunity to take courses or to read books or to listen to podcasts or to read blogs, right? You get to be that student. And the beauty of plants is that, you know, it's a lifelong hobby. There's always another species that you can be learning about, no matter how many years you do this. But for those people who still are in that like shut off student place, when you're in the grind of being an adult, that's not available to them yet. I think a lot of people struggle with confidence with houseplants as well because there's so much overwhelm, particularly after the pandemic. There is just so much information about plant care online, and there's so much incorrect information about plant care online. It's great that we can all go Google our way into figuring out how to care for plants. That's what I've built my business on, right? Free digital media for people to learn how to care for plants successfully. But along those lines also comes planty fake news, not knowing who to trust, trying something, but like not quite understanding. We have a lot of like really fancy plant people online doing really fancy growing media techniques or really fancy things. Then you have like a novice who tries it, but doesn't quite understand the principles behind it, doesn't quite understand like the root of this practice, and then they fail, right? So the overwhelm can be such a bummer. Simple plant care concepts can be made to feel overly complicated, and then complicated plant care concepts can be distilled too simply to set people up for failure. And in an effort for a lot of people to educate, they create these like one size fit all suggestions for plant care, which maybe work 80% of the time or 90% of the time. But if you're in that 10 to 20% of the people that this general plant care advice doesn't work for, then you're kind of screwed, right? You're left with a failed dead plant and this identity of being a plant killer. I used to live by the identity of being a plant killer. I meet so many people when I tell them, oh yeah, my job, I have a podcast about houseplants. And they're like, oh, they're like face falls with sorrow. And they say, oh, I'm a plant killer. I can't keep a plant alive if someone paid me. And I know that feeling because I used to say that too to other gardeners. Gosh, plant killer. It's such an intense word to label yourself. And if you believe you're a plant killer, it's going to be really hard for you to stop killing plants. If I believe I'm a bad singer, it's hard for me to learn how to sing well. If I believe I'm a bad student, it's going to be really hard for me to be a good student. And so many people, you know, make these identity roles based off of their past experiences and just lock themselves into, this is how I am. I can't keep plants alive. I can't keep orchids alive. I am this, I am that, without being open to constantly be growing. That's a static mindset compared to a growth mindset. I love social media, but I think social media has been a horrible catalyst for fear of failure and perfectionism when it comes to plants on the internet. We see social media feeds filled with gorgeous looking plants, right? I mean, I could tell you 10 plant accounts that I personally follow that feel so unrelatable and inaccessible to me. I love following them because their indoor jungles or their gardens look incredible. But I'm like, I do not have the humidity for that. I do not have the budget for that. I do not have the interest, right, to have all of these crazy anthuriums. However, they look so beautiful. And what social media doesn't show you is the wilted leaf. You know, you can turn that pot to get the best angle so that the yucky looking leaf is in the back. There's so much that you don't see on social media, yet there's such a vibrant community on social media in the plant community, which is fabulous. It's a wonderful way to connect. But also the plant community spends a lot of time online. And so if you're spending a lot of time online, which is great, you're getting your information, you can also be setting this unrealistic standard for yourself, right? I can't show you one plant in my collection that looks absolutely perfect, that has no flawed leaves, that is growing exactly perfectly, that is lit perfectly. I don't have perfection in my plant collection. It doesn't interest me anymore, right? But I think as adults, when we're adults and when we're scrolling on social media, we have this feeling that we want to be there too, because if we have perfect plants, then we get to be part of that community. We get to be part of the party. And I just want to let you know, I don't care what your plants look like. You are always part of my party. Whether you got dead plants or thriving plants or the Instagram perfect plants, right? You are always part of my party. It's all about whether or not you're having fun. It's all about whether you're learning. It's all about whether you're growing joy with this plant collection. And I think with that, I also want to share with you, I literally have a dead plant in my office right now that I need to throw in my backyard. I have not talked to one plant creator, one horticulturist, one person ever in my whole life that has never killed a plant. If someone has never killed a plant, it's only because they've never brought a plant home. Plant killing is part of the job. Plant killing is part of this beautiful hobby that we have to care for plants. So why did it get such a bad rap? Why are we all calling ourselves plant killers? Because we've killed a plant. Like, plants have life cycles. Also, we make mistakes. We are human, yeah? So this reframing of being a plant killer, this reframing of needing perfection is so important as we continue to grow our plant collections. Because why are we doing this if we want to be perfect or if we're feeling like failures? Like, we should find another hobby. So instead, how can we be joyful in the failure or joyful in the unpretty leaf or joyful in the learning opportunity, right? Every failure is a learning opportunity for plant parents. Every plant that I've killed, I've sat with that plant for a minute before I toss it in the backyard or in the compost pile. And I say, what were you here to teach me? What were you here to teach me? Was it watering? Was it a pest control issue? Was it negligence? Were you teaching me that I need to tune up my plant care routine so that I don't forget about you? What were you here to teach me? And the way I look at it, as long as I've learned something from a dead plant, it's been a raging success. It's been a great win. So losing a plant doesn't mean you're bad at plant care. It just means that you're learning and that you're growing. And I'm so proud of you for doing that. Because probably if you're killing a plant, it means that you're trying something new, or you're trying a plant you haven't grown before, or maybe you're a new plant parent and you're trying plants for the first time. That's really brave. So I applaud you. Forget feeling bad about killing plants. It's time to celebrate, right? So I've already alluded to this, but I really want to encourage our community to let's prune the term plant killer from our vocabulary. We no longer use that word. We have pruned plant killer from our vocabulary and we have replaced it with plant learner, plant person. I call myself a happy plant lady now. I used to call myself a crazy plant lady. I canceled that term in my book, Growing Joy. I hope you've read it. There's a whole chapter on how I canceled that term. I'm a happy plant lady. I'm not a killer plant killer. I have a dead plant in my office. I'm a happy plant lady. I'm so thankful for the lessons that plant taught me, right? It's such a simple shift, because I could easily be looking at this dead plant in my office being like, oh my God, Maria, you have a podcast about houseplants. You have 100 houseplants. How did you kill a plant? How dare you? What a failure. You're a fraud, blah, 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 blah. But then I look at my green wall that's behind me when I record this episode. My holiday cactus is blooming. I have new leaves left and right. I'm growing carnivorous plants for the first time, and I haven't killed them yet. I've never grown them before. I have 180 other happy houseplants. So why am I about to go beat myself up over one dead houseplant? Absolutely not. No more. I used to do that a lot. And I have a feeling a lot of people in our community do that because we're conditioned as a society to beat ourselves down and to choose the negative thought instead of the positive thought. But plant care is this beautiful practice of so many things, right? You know, people say plant care is self-care. I think it's so much deeper than that. I think it's so much deeper than that. I think building a relationship with plants cultivates kindness, cultivates empathy, cultivates confidence, cultivates resilience. Because when I kill this plant and I continue caring for my other plants, that's resiliency. That's me learning. And I just feel like this common thing, plant care, self-care, that's getting thrown around a lot. I mean, it's in my podcast intro. I just feel like there needs to be a better term for it.
Have you ever noticed how the sound of meditation bowls at the spa or in a yoga class can instantly soothe your soul? Well, for the last 2 years, my home has felt like a meditation studio thanks to my Wind River wind chimes that I've hung on either side of my house. If you are looking to add serenity to your life in 2025 or maybe beat the winter blues, adding a Wind River wind chime might be the perfect, most joyful option for you. Every time I hear my Wind River wind chimes sing in the wind, it is an invitation for me to pause, take a deep breath, and find a moment of presence in the midst of a hectic workday. When I moved recently from New York to Florida, I literally did not feel at home until I hung my wind chimes at my new house. I was getting anxious at my new house because I hadn't hung my chimes yet and it didn't feel like home until they were there. They are not the clangy kind of grating wind chimes that you might hear in your neighbor's yard or at a garden center. Wind River wind chimes are the highest quality I've seen on the market. They're carefully tuned, beautifully designed. They come in a variety of colors, shapes, sizes, and sounds. And they make incredibly thoughtful gifts because you can actually engrave the wind sail with a special date or message, and you get a free engraving because you were a listener of Growing Joy with Plants. So beat the winter blues, explore the collection of wind chimes at windriverchimes.com, and use the code GROWINGJOY at checkout for a free engraving to add that special unique touch to your wind chime. You will not regret it. That's windriverchimes.com. Use code GROWINGJOY at checkout.
I'm kind of starstruck by today's sponsor, Plant Friends, because I've been hearing about them for
years from my sister. Today's episode is brought to you by Ollie, a clean, fresh nutrition for your dog's needs in 5 delicious flavors that they will absolutely love. So if you follow me on Instagram, you know that I have the most adorable puppy nephew. His name is Birdie, and he's the light of my life. And my sister, his mom, is one of those very intense dog moms, and she has been feeding Birdie Ollie dog food for years. I've been hearing about Ollie for years because she uses it with Birdie. It has no harmful fillers, no preservatives. It's made in U.S. kitchens with ingredients carefully sourced from trusted growers and producers around the world. And because the time between the food getting cooked and getting to your door is minimal, it doesn't need preservatives, which is why Ollie is such a great choice for your dog. Believe me, if my sister deems this dog food is good enough for Birdie, it's probably good enough for your dog because Birdie only gets the best. So figure out what works for you and your dog by taking Ollie's 30-second quiz, and they'll create a customized meal plan based on your pup's weight, activity level, and other health info. Give your pup a fresh start this new year by letting them taste a personalized meal plan with Ollie. Head to ollie.com/Maria and tell them about your dog. Use code Maria to get 60% off your first box of meals when you subscribe today. Plus, they offer a clean bowl guarantee on the first box. So if you're not completely satisfied, you get your money back. So it's risk-free. That's ollie.com/Maria, OLLIE.com/Maria. Use code Maria to get 60% off of your first box. Start your dog's new year off right with Ollie. So we're also canceling the term plant killer, and we're putting happy plant parent, happy plant lady, plant learner, plant parent in progress, evolving and growing plant parent, whatever you want. Just please don't call yourself a plant killer anymore. If you do that one shift, you're going to see so many results. And I encourage you to say, where else in my life do I have negative labels for myself? And how can I swap that out, right? That mindset shift I just talked about with the dead plant. Those are two mental choices that I could explore with that plant. I choose the positive one. I used to say, I'm not good at working out. I don't like working out. I tried to examine that mindset. I tried to examine that belief. And now I go to a CrossFit gym 5 days a week. And no, I'm not the best person in the CrossFit gym by any means, but I love working out. That's my new thing that I think about when it comes to working out. But I'm in awe as I examine my own brain and examine everyone else's brains around me at how we are so conditioned for the negative thought. So anyway, the negative thoughts that you have circulating about you and your plants or your life, but specifically for this episode for your plants, I encourage you to find a swap. And I've done a lot of mindset work, obviously, in very many aspects of my life. And one of the things that it's so simple and it's been so profound for me is writing those positive beliefs on post-its and putting them all over my house. So I come up with mantras for every year. And one of the years, my mantra was, I'm unfurling courageously. I'm unfurling courageously. It was when I was just building my business. And I had a post-it that said, I'm unfurling courageously on my bathroom mirror, on my kitchen, on the entrance to my bedroom, all over my house. So pick a positive thought about, you know, you and your plants and maybe put it on a post-it on one of your pots if you want. So that's the first mindset shift. The second mindset shift is you're going to look at every misstep that you've made with a plant as a teachable opportunity. It's actually a blessing. It's actually like the best thing that could ever happen to you. So if you have a plant die, or if you have a plant all of a sudden drop a bunch of yellow leaves, or if you have a plant get pests, instead of being like, oh my God, this is happening, be like, oh, I'm so excited I have spider mites. Now I get to figure out how to treat them. Now I get to figure out how to get rid of them. Thank goodness I have that free download that's available in the show notes on how to treat spider mites if you indeed do have spider mites, but how to see every negative thing as an opportunity. My fiddly fig just got kind of upset in this cold snap that we just had in Florida, Figaro, my fiddly fig, and the two biggest leaves on him turned yellow and fell off. And I was so sad for a minute. And then I was like, no, this is actually an amazing opportunity. I know I have needed to repot him for so long. I haven't. This is the sign that I get to have a repotting party this weekend and repot him in a new pot that I got at TPIE. And I'm so excited. And also I learned that my fiddly fig does not like to be shocked, obviously, but he was outside and I'm learning how to have some of my houseplants outside. So it was a great learning opportunity. The other thing too is like to really let, I like saying put the pin in the balloon, like popping the pin in the balloon of like letting it be perfect and letting it be done.
I want my plant collection to look like this. I want to have a certain amount of plants. I want to have my Instagram feed look a certain way when it comes to my plants. The beauty of plant care is that this is a lifelong hobby. You will never exhaust the amount of plants, the amount of growing types, the amount of lighting opportunities, probably the amount of homes that you'll move in and out of. Like, your relationship with your plants can constantly be ebbing and flowing and growing if you choose to let it, because we have this unlimited amount of material that we get to learn, right? I feel like when you're a fisherman, there are only so many fish in the sea that you could fish for. Yeah, you could keep fishing for them, but it's like kind of repeat. If you're knitting, there's only so many patterns. There's only so many knit, purl, stitches that you can learn. But there are infinity amounts of plants and growing media and pots and lighting situations that you can constantly be trying and playing with. You could spend your entire life just trying to grow all the different philodendron species and you probably wouldn't be able to do it, right? And that's just something really special about plant care. So when you take on a growth mindset and you think about yourself and your plant collection as constantly evolving instead of needing to stay and look a certain way, that's really important and really helpful and really letting go of being perfect. I don't know, for 2025, I don't want to look at perfect. Like, I don't want anything I do to be perfect. Perfect is boring to me. Perfect feels fake to me. Like, when I engage with other creators online, like, I just want to have fun and I want to keep growing. And sometimes growth and perfection are never going to be the same thing. So you have to choose. Do I always want to be growing or do I want to be perfect? This podcast is really turning into not always talking about plants, but that's the beauty of plant care, is that plant care is self-care. Our relationship with our plants is a mirror for our relationship with life. Another thing I wanted to talk to you about with this mindset shift is regarding my plant parent personality test. So I hope you've all taken your plant parent personality test. It's available at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. I have found that I have moved in and out of different personality types in my last 8 years of caring for plants, and that's okay. I used to be a mindful plant parent. I needed to spend 30 minutes a day with my plants, meditating with my plants, caring for them, speaking to them kindly. I had moisture-loving plants because I was constantly interacting with them. And because of some life circumstances in the last couple of years, I have totally shifted into being a low-maintenance plant parent. That's a completely different identity. Those two personality types are polar opposites of each other. And because of life circumstances, I've had to kind of shift. If I was rigid in making sure that I always had those moisture-loving plants, I would be a failure right now because I wouldn't be able to keep those calathea alive. I wouldn't be able to keep those ferns alive. Instead of being rigid and staying in that mindful plant parent personality, I've allowed myself to shift into this low-maintenance plant parent personality. I have a lot more pothos and philodendron and easy care plants. I'm playing around with self-watering planters and I'm having a ball. It's been so fun. I also love the things that I've learned as a mindful plant parent. I do speak affirmations to my plants. I do interact with them a lot. But when I don't feel bad about it because I really am a low maintenance plant parent. I also am seeing myself a little bit more turning towards being a design-based plant parent because I'm in a new house and I want to design with plants, right? So those personality archetypes are available to you, not just for your primary one, but they're available for you to kind of examine how you want to live your life and what does feel aligned for you in this moment. And then based on that, choosing those plants. So, I didn't finish explaining myself, but when you take the personality test, you get your personality profile, which goes over your strengths, your weaknesses, things to look out for. I send you specific content that is curated just for you, like podcasts I think you might enjoy as a low maintenance plant parent versus a mindful plant parent. But most importantly, you get a curated list of houseplants that are perfect for your lifestyle. So the low maintenance plant parent curation is drought tolerant, easy care plants. The mindful plant parent is more moisture loving, like higher maintenance plants. And there's much more subtleties to this, but all five different personality types have different types of plants that they gravitate to. So anyway, go take that test and then decide. And if you've taken the test already, you might want to take it again to see if you've maybe shifted into a different phase of life. I'd be very curious to hear about it. And picking plants for your personality is the easiest way that you can gain confidence as a plant parent. Full stop. If you want to be a confident plant parent, if you want to stop killing plants, you should shop based off of your plant parent personality type. I created that test because I had spoken to thousands of you and you were all asking me the same question. Why do I keep killing plants? What's the right plant for me? What's the best beginner plant? And that answer is very different depending on who you're talking to. And that's why I created that test. So if you want to really build confidence in your plant parenthood, buy the right plants that fit your lifestyle, and you will be blown away by how much easier plant care gets. We talked about reasons why the mind shift needs to happen, reasons why you should make it happen, then a couple of strategic things that you can do to build confidence so that you can own your confidence as a plant parent and let go of all those negative thoughts. So number one, shop for your plant parent personality. It's going to help you a lot. Number two, know your lighting environment, right? Figure out which direction your windows face, north, south, east, or west, and then pick plants based off of the light that comes through those windows. The easiest way to do that is by measuring the windows. The window trick is the strongest amount of sunlight is south, the second strongest is west, the third strongest is east, and the fourth strongest or the weakest is north, based off of the arc that the sun moves in the sky. This is for our North American listeners. You can flip it if you're in Australia. Love you, Australian listeners. Take your compass, see what directions your windows face, then look out the window, see if there are trees, see if there are buildings that might be blocking the sun, and then you become a super sleuth and you understand, then you begin to really understand what your lighting environment is. I have a module with three different lessons on understanding natural light in my masterclass because this is so important for success as a plant parent. So many people underestimate their light. They think that they have more light than they actually do. They bring home the plants that need more light than they have, and then those plants die or they do really poorly. So learn your light. And also, like, build a relationship with your plants. So we're pruning plant killer. We're also like throwing away care cards. Or you can look at the care card and you can get some great info from it. And then you're also going to take all the information from that care card with a grain of salt. And this is why. If you and I were to both take a snake plant home with a care card that says water every 2 weeks or something, if I put my snake plant in a terracotta pot in a southern-facing windowsill, and you put your snake plant in a ceramic pot in a northern-facing windowsill, those plants are going to get such different light. And because of the pots that they're in, the soil is going to dry out so drastically different. I'm probably going to have to water that snake plant, depending, right, with an asterisk, like once a week, once every 10 days. In that northern facing windowsill, you might not have to water that snake plant for like 3 weeks, right? So that's when we go back to these general rule of thumb, which is great for beginner plant parents, but it can also be where stuff gets tricky because I hear so many people say, yeah, I water my plants every Sunday. Every Sunday, I go through my entire plant collection and I water everybody. And if you're watering wet soil, so if you're taking a plant that doesn't need to be rewatered because the soil is so moist and you're watering it, you're setting your plant up for root rot and it being overwatered and potentially dying. So it's really more about getting really in tune with your plants, knowing a few things like knowing how to put your finger in the soil and measure and feel, is it cool? It's probably wet. Is it hotter? It's probably dry. Is it darker? Is the soil dark brown? It's probably still wet. Is the soil light brown? It's probably dry. Think about when the last time you watered your plants was. Like, there's a lot of informed decisions you can make based off of your environment that a care card is never going to be able to do, right? Those care cards are designed to give the most amount of people the best possibility of success, which is fabulous.
Do you ever get into a rut of cooking the same few recipes over and over again? That's why I've been loving using HelloFresh like every quarter or so often for the last year or two. When it's up to just me and Billy, we make like the same five things over and over and over again, and they're great, but it gets boring. And I love that HelloFresh has over 50 wholesome, hassle-free meals to choose from each week that get delivered to your door. Oh yeah, and I also love not having to grocery shop that week because it literally just arrives on my doorstep prearranged, so I just have to unpack and cook it. I do it at least once a season just to mix things up, and also it makes life a lot easier for whenever you have your HelloFresh order arriving at your house. Speaking of making life easier, whatever time you have for meal prep, they have an option for you, from their ready-made meals that go from the fridge to your fork in 3 minutes, to the prep and bake meals that takes about 5 minutes of prep so your oven does the work for you, to their 15-minute meals that are done in three simple steps to the classic ones that I love, because I actually love to like do a little prep and do a little cooking, and they usually just take me a little bit under a half an hour. So if you've been curious about trying HelloFresh, or maybe you have a resolution to cook more in 2025, use this insane offer that I have for you and get 10 free meals to try. Get up to 10 free meals and a free high protein item for life at HelloFresh.com/HelloFresh podcast. One item per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscriber only. Varies by plan. So that's up to 10 free HelloFresh meals. Just go to HelloFresh.com/HelloFresh podcast. America's number one meal kit. That's HelloFresh.com/HelloFresh podcast. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic personalized closet. It's so fun. The style shows up at your door in as little as 2 days. And then when you're ready for new clothes and you've worn through them, you just swap them out for more new to you styles. I just got my first Armoire box and I am so blown away. I was doubtful about the stuff fitting me because honestly, plan friends, I'm kind of a mess with my style in my closet right now. I've had a lot of weight fluctuations. Nothing fits. I'm struggling to find my new Floridian style after living in sweaters in New York for the last 10 years. Every single piece in the Armoire shipment, 3 dresses, a pair of pants, and a sweater, it all fit perfectly. It was wild. It doesn't fit perfectly when I go into the store, but this perfectly curated selection of clothes was amazing and just ready to wear. I'm actually wearing the pants right now at my office. They're so cute. They're not spandex. They're making me feel kind of elevated. I also love how sustainable this company is and that Armoire is female founded and it features tons of female designers. Gotta support that girl power. So if you could use a refresh to your wardrobe and want to do it in a sustainable way, right now Armoire is giving you 50% off your first month. Because you're a Growing Joy listener. That's up to $125 off based on what tier you choose. Just visit armoire.style/bloom. So that's armoire.style. I'm going to spell it for you. It's armoire.style/bloom to get up to 50% off of your first month. And never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. armoire.style/bloom.
But the reality is not all people fall under that target audience. And so I want to make sure you're set up for success specifically. And then also, once you develop a more intuitive relationship with your plants, I call it tuning your ears to their frequency, because plants can't speak to us. They can't bark at us. They can't tweet at us the way my bird can tweet at me if it's hungry. We have to tune our ears to the frequency. And once you start engaging with your plants a little bit more in a more intentional way, you'll notice, oh, the leaves look more wilted than the last time I saw this. It might be time to water. Or, oof, I was just looking at a plant in my green wall, that has leaves that are starting to burn. I need to go change that location in the green wall because the plant is outgrowing the green wall. I would only be able to pick up that cue before the leaf turns completely brown by the fact that I'm interacting with that plant and learning more about it. And I'm more sensitive to its symptoms that it wants to show me. So the more you interact with your plants, the more you tune your ears to the frequency, the more you're able to kind of pick up on those cues that it's telling us, and the more confident you'll be, because the more success you're going to have. You're going to be able to catch a pest infestation early because you saw it, instead of waiting for a thrips outbreak to take out your entire plant collection. You're going to have confidence there. You're going to know also when you find those thrips how to treat it, because hopefully you've listened to our pest control episodes and taken that download. All of those little things build confidence. And they're all learning opportunities. And that speaks to building a sustainable plant care routine. If you are consistently interacting with your plants, which doesn't mean watering, but once a week at least, if you're interacting with your plants, checking in on them, checking the undersides of the leaves, feeling the soil for moisture, doing all of those, cleaning the leaves, cleaning dust off of the leaves. There's so many things you could do in a plant care routine that isn't necessarily watering, but building that weekly or every couple of days, or the ideal scenario would be every day, relationship with your plants is just going to set you up for so much success. And you're going to feel so good because you're going to be interacting with nature every day. And you're going to catch the first bloom. And you're going to get to watch your Hoya peduncles pop out. And then the flowers come and open up. And you're going to get to see your holiday cactus bloom. This has been like the most exciting month in my life because all my holiday cacti are blooming and it's been so much fun. You miss out on those things if you don't give routine attention to your plants. And once again, plant life parallels, you miss out on a lot of things if you don't give routine attention to them, like with fitness or health or relationships. And then the other thing is celebrating your wins. I posted on my Instagram stories last week that my mom had a snake plant that was blooming, and I was so excited for her. And I had a bunch of you guys DM me pictures of your snake plants blooming. I want to celebrate that with you, but more importantly, I want you to celebrate that for yourself. So when you do have the bloom, when you do have the unfurling leaf, when you do have the success, when you do cast the pest outbreak early, pat yourself on the back. You're doing great. I'm so proud of you. Documenting your success is also great if you have a plant journal. I'm not going to push journaling on you if you don't want to, but documenting your success is a fabulous way to kind of commemorate it and let your confidence grow one success at a time. Just one day at a time, one leaf at a time, right? One leaf at a time. Plants don't explode with a million leaves. They grow one leaf at a time, as do we. Then some leaves die off, then more leaves grow. We ebb, we flow, we grow, we die back. That's a line from my book. But I hope this was just like a little pep talk. I don't know. It's been on my heart to give everybody a little pep talk. I feel like it's been a tough couple of months for the world these days. Also, I think, you know, there's been an interesting shift of these pandemic plant parents going back to work, people having plants for a while, feeling a little burned out. I've been hearing from you guys. Some of you guys have been nursing yourselves through burnout and devastation. So I hope this was a bit of a pep talk. And if you want to be a student again, if you want to grow some joy with me, please take advantage of the $50 off coupon with the code podcast and join me for the Growing Joy with Plants Masterclass. That $50 off coupon is only going to be valid until February 20th. So grab the class now because it's never going to be this cheap. We're launching it real cheap for you because I love you and I want you to enjoy it. But yeah, it's 7 modules diving into everything, some things we talked about today and more. There's a whole module with 6 lessons on identifying your plant parent personality. You get downloads with your plant lists. You can go through all of the different personality types to see which ones are interesting to you. And you can download all the lists and make your own personalized, one-of-a-kind plant list. There's a whole module on light. There's a whole module on watering. There's a whole module on pots and potting mix and fertilizer. There's a module on long-term plant care. So how to go on vacation when you have houseplants at home. How to really set up that plant care routine. We have downloads that you can make your own plant care journal if you want. It's truly like my masterpiece. It's everything I've learned in the last 8 years distilled into 3 hours in an effort to help you grow joy in the most efficient way you can. So you can find it at growingjoywithmaria.com/masterclass. And the code is podcast to get $50 off for my podcast listeners. So I love you. You're doing amazing. I'm so proud of you. You're growing so beautifully. Thank you for showing up to this podcast. You're doing amazing if you're showing up to this podcast and you're listening to a weekly podcast about plant care. I am extremely proud of you. And I love you so much. And of course, it is my obsession to help you continue to keep growing joy.
Plant friend, thank you for tuning in today. It means so much to me that I get to be part of your planty journey. If you like what you heard, make sure you're subscribed to the show so you never miss an episode. We have so many incredible interviews and solo episodes on incredible houseplant and gardening topics that you will not want to miss this year. And while you're over there in the podcast player subscribing, why don't you click over to the review section of Growing Joy with Plants and leave us a review. Reviews are tremendously helpful for the growth of the podcast, so thanks in advance. If you're looking for more opportunities to grow as a plant parent with Growing Joy content, we've got so many options for you. First, I highly recommend you taking the Plant Parent Personality Test. It's free. It's super fun. It takes 3 minutes to complete. At the end of the test, you're going to get your plant parent personality profile and a curated list of plants, projects, and podcast episodes that are right up your alley, tailored just for you and your lifestyle, inspired by your results. The links are in the show notes. If you're looking to uplevel your plant parent game, I have so many free downloads on my website that I think could help you, like the Understanding Natural Light download or 9 different ways to green up your office space.
If you'd like to support the show monetarily and help me bring the show to as many people as possible for free, you can head to our Patreon link in the show notes to learn more about our offerings. And finally, I invite you to come hang out with me and continue the planty conversation on social media on Instagram and TikTok. I'm Growing Joy with Maria. My DMs are always open if you have requests for topics or ideas for the show. Thank you again for listening. It is truly my honor and delight to help you keep blooming and keep growing joy. Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because plant friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible. So I made this cutie little plant parent personality quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.